The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmeru V'chayehu, for the Hatzlacha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen.
Amen.
Daf Chaf Aleph. Today's daf is being studied, Le'enu Nishmat, Avraham ben Esther, Ruach Hashem, T'chonu began Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Chaf Amud Bet, and we are starting from the Mishnah, on the bottom of the Amud. Hanut shebehaser yachol lemchot biyado velomar lo eni yachol lishan mikol anichnasim umikol ayotzim. So you have people living in a haser, in a courtyard, and the guy wants to open up a store in the courtyard. So the other members of the haser can protest and say, making too much noise, can't sleep. All the traffic that's coming in and out, so they can protest that they can't open the store. Aval ose kelim yotze umocher betoch hashuk ve'enu yachol lemchot biyado ve'lomar lo eni yachol lishan lo mikol hapatish ve'lo mikol harechayim ve'lo mikol hatinokot. So he cannot protest, one of the members of the hatzer, if the guy just wants to make kelim. Wants to make the kelim in the hatzer, and he'll sell them outside. Even though he's got the hammer and he's working, then already the Achamim said, there's no claims. And then the last part of the Mishnah says, not from the hammer, velo mikol arechayim, from the millstone, velo mikol atinokot. Now what does that mean? Nor can they protest from the noise of the children. Look at that, see the way he explains. When the children are coming to buy wine or oil, and anything that's sold in a store. Now, this Mishnah is very difficult. You just told me you can't open up a store in the Hatzir. So what are you telling me? And you can't protest against the children that are coming to buy wine in the store. I thought, can't open up a store in the first place. So this Mishnah is soter itself. So right away the Gemara begins. Maishana resha. What's the difference between the resha where you told me you can't open up a store, the guy can protest, and in the sefa, you're telling me that he can't protest from the noise from the children. Dashi, bottom line. Diktani yachol lomar eni yachol lishan mikol nechnasim v'yotzim. V'sefa ketani eni yachol lomar lo eni yachol lishan mikol hatinokot. Make up your mind. Can he protest or can't he protest? So Gemara says, Amar le Rava, I'm sorry, Amar Abaye, Sefa Atan Lachatzer Acheret. The Sefa is talking about people in another Chatzer cannot protest if a person wants to make a store in the Chatzer next to them. So the Hadush of the Mishnah is only the Chatzer itself, the people of the Chatzer itself, they can protest against a person opening up a store in the Chatzer. But if it's Chatzer Acheret, you would think maybe the neighbors come along and say, hey, too much traffic on the block. No, they cannot argue against their neighboring Hatzir, even if there's a lot of tinokot going in and out, and so on. That's Abaye's answer. Amar l'Rava, yachir litni Hatzir acheret, mutar. If that's the case, the Mishnah just could have said it very simply. When it's in a regular Hatzir, the people of the Hatzir can protest. Aval, Hatzir acheret, mutar. But the Mishnah didn't say that. The Mishnah could have said this deen very simply. All that we're just saying in the Resha, the Mishnah is talking about in the same Chatzir. And Chatzir Achayret Mutar, but didn't say that to Mishnah. The Mishnah sounds like it's talking about all in the same Chatzir.
So therefore, he says, Ela Amarava Sefa Atan Letinokot Shel Bet Rabban. The Sefa is talking about, it's the same Chatzir. And the Hadush is that in the same Chatzir, one of the members can open up a yeshiva for children to go study Torah. Even though it's going to be noisy,
even though it's going to be a commotion, not a commotion, the hadush is the other members cannot stop them. For a store, they can protest. That type of traffic, they have a claim we can't sleep. Mm-hmm. But to stop a yeshiva of children, tirakot shebet rabban, studying, you cannot stop them. Rashi says, Sefa ata letirakot shebet rabban, va'afagav dekol haba mahmat ha'chayriim, lo matzeh ma'ar. Even though it's coming from other people, meaning they're bringing tirakot from other chatzerot. It's coming from outside, they're bringing children, they cannot protest. Why? ומתקנת יהושע בן גמלא ואילך. And this is going according to the takana of a fellow by the name of יהושע בן גמלא. ותוספות actually explains, was once the כהן גדול. ואמר רב יהודה, אמר רב, ברם, in truth, זכור אותו האיש לטוב. This man should be remembered for a good thing. ויהושע בן גמלא, שמו, his name was יהושע בן גמלא. If it wasn't for this man, Ishtakach Torah Mi'Israel, the Torah would have been forgotten from Israel. Why? What did this man do? Shebetechila initially, Mishi Yeshlo Av Melamedo Torah. If a person had a father, the father would teach the child Torah. All education was done in the home. The father would teach the child Torah. Mishi Enlo Av Lo Haya Lamed Torah. If a guy didn't have a father, he was an orphan. That's it, he didn't study. My darosh, where do we learn the obligation of a father to teach a son Torah? It says, V'lemadetem otam. V'lemadetem atem. Which means you yourselves have to teach your children Torah. Hitkinu, so he made a takana to take care of the orphans. Shiyu moshivin melamdei tinokot birushalayim. That he opened up a yeshiva in Jerusalem. That what? That all the children should come to Jerusalem and study in an official institution. My darush, where did he get this concept to open up yeshiva in Jerusalem? Because the pasuk says, "Ki mitzion tetzei Torah." From Zion, from Zion, will come forth Torah. Tosfot explains, "Lefi shayaro e kedusha gedola." When you go to Jerusalem, you were exposed to a lot of kedusha. Kohanim oskim ba'avodah, the kids would see the Kohanim doing the service. Hayam mechaven libo yotel liriat shamayim. It was better for his studies, because he had more yirat shamayim, the child, v'nilmod Torah. The same reason why the Torah demands us to give ma'aser sheni every year, to go up to Yerushalayim and eat the ma'aser. Why? Because the Torah wants to put us in a good environment. By going to eat ma'aser in Jerusalem, you're going to be exposed to the holy city. So therefore, that was a way of the Torah getting us good exposure to the proper environment. So the same thing, he opened up yeshivas in Yerushalayim, and he figured that the children will be exposed to the holiness of Yerushalayim, that will help in their studies. But that wasn't enough. Ve'adayin, still, Mishi yesh lo av, hayam ma'alo umlamido. If a person had a father, so the father would bring up the kid to Jerusalem, to the yeshiva. Mishi en lo av, lo haya ole ve'lamed. But again, the orphans, they couldn't get to Jerusalem. So therefore, it didn't solve the problem. She's, even though now you had an official institution in Jerusalem, but the same yetomim, they didn't have a way to get there. Hitkinu shiyu moshivin bechol pelach upelach. He made a takana, this was his takana, yeshivas in every city. Which means, in every place where there's a significant amount of Jews, you got to have a yeshiva. Which this was a big change in Klal Yisrael. Until that point, there was no such thing as yeshiva. A kid goes, he studies with his father. That was education. Everybody was educated at home. But to take care of the yetomim, he felt that it's not going to be a good situation. So therefore he established yeshiva in every place. Umachnisim otam keben tetzayin keben yudzayin. And they would enter the yeshiva at an older age, 16, 17 years old. Umisha yarabo ko'es alav. If the rabbi would get angry at the kid, mab'it bo v'yatza. He would throw him out of the yeshiva. The kid was, a wise guy. And the custom was, he'd throw him out. Ad sheba Yehoshua ben Gamla, Yehoshua ben Gamla came along, v'tiken. Now the takana of Yehoshua ben Gamla was, Shiyu moshivim melamdei tinokot bechol medina umdina, v'bechol ir v'ir. He came along and established that every city, even more local, that you're going to have yeshivas, umachnisin
Otan keben shesh keben sheva. This was a stakana. Yeshiva is in every single town, and that the yeshiva starts at 6 or 7 years old. So he was the one that tweaked the yeshiva system, that by 6 or 7, depending on the strength of the child, he could sit all day. Tosfot says, if the kid's healthy, 6 years old. If the kid's weaker, 7 years old. But the point is, every kid has to go to yeshiva from a young age. So therefore, if now we go back to our story, if somebody wants to open up yeshiva in the Hatzir, after Yeshua ben Gamla's Takana, which was accepted in Klal Yisrael, the other guys cannot protest. Even though it's noisy, even though they're coming and making commotion in the Hatzir, that's the Takana of Yeshua ben Gamla, to have yeshivas of little children. Amar le Rav le Rav Shmuel bar Shilat. Rav Shmuel bar Shilat was a teacher of children. That she says, melamed tinokot haya. So Rav tells him, ad shit lo tekabil. Until 6 years old, don't accept him into the yeshiva. 6 is too young. He can be ilach, but after he's 6, kabil, not only accept him, the asfer leketora, stuff him up like an ox, which means just like you feed an ox, you feed, put all the food in his mouth, and you stuff him up, fatten him up, which means do not underestimate the limit or the potential of a child. Stuff him up with a lot of information, give him a lot of chokhmah, give him a lot of knowledge, and he'll be able to handle it. Don't think the kids are sponges. They're able to absorb a lot. Just fill them up as much as you can, especially at the young age. The Amar le Rav, the Rav Shmuel bar Shilat, he also told Rav Shmuel bar Shilat, ki machit the yinuka, when you hit the children, you have to punish them. So it says, lo timche, don't hit them hard, ela be'arketa de misane. Use the shoelace of the shoe. It's a thin strap. You're not looking to hurt them. The thin strap of the shoe, you can hit them with. De kare kare. If it works, it works. Which means, if he'll learn, good. De kare kare. If that incentivizes him to learn, fine. De lo kare. And if it doesn't help him, levet saftal lehavre. Let him just keep his friends company in the school. Which means, don't throw him out. Let him be. Let him serve his company. For his friends, as she says, don't rebuke him or punish him too much. Don't throw him out, but be patient with him. Eventually, the child will come around. Let him just keep his friends company until he matures. Now we have a question. One of the members of the Chatzir, he wants to be a mohel. Again, be a lot of traffic now. Everyone's going to come be that in the Chatzir. Uman is a blood letter. The Gardi is a weaver. These are all jobs, right? Umelamed tinokot, or he wants to become a school teacher. Bnei Chatzir ma'akevim alav. Oh, the people in the Chatzir could protest. So you see, you have a question of what we just learned. We just learned that school teachers, schools, you can open up in the Hatzir. The members of the Hatzir cannot protest. And they were saying, Tirakotcha Mitraban, you can protest. So Gemara answers, Hakama Askina, Bitinokot, Da'akum. Two explanations over here. Either somebody wants to open up a secular school for Guim. Okay, Guim school, wants to open a public school. And already the people in the Hatzir are able to protest. We're interested in this noise over here. Or it could be talking about where it's a Jewish school that are just teaching secular subjects. So the Rebbe says, that traffic, we don't want it now. You want to teach them Torah, that's Yoshua Ben Gamla. But to go now and teach the Jewish children secular subjects, so the people of Hatzir have a right to protest. Don't do it over here. Tashema, Shnaim Sheyoshvim B'Hatzir. Okay, two guys living in the Hatzir. Ubikesh Echat Mehem La'asot Rofe. One of them wants to become a doctor, meaning a doctor means a mohel. The Uman, or a bloodletter. The gardi or a weaver, umlametinokot, a girl and a school teacher, havero me'akev alav. His friend can protest. Okay, when I answer this, achaname betinokot de'akum. Same answer. It's talking about where he wants to bring, either open up a secular school of goyim or a Jewish school to teach the secular studies only, therefore his friend can protest. Tashema, mishish lo bait bechatzer. Person has a house in the chatzer in the courtyard. Hashutafim, and of shutafim, it's partners. Hareze lo yaskirenu.
he cannot rent the house, lo lerofe, not to a moher, ולא לאומן, not to a bloodletter, ולא לגרדי, ולא לסופר יהודי, not to a school teacher who's Jewish, ולא לסופר ארבעי, or to a non-Jewish school teacher. So here you can't answer like you answered above. Because clearly it says Sofer Yehudi. What do you mean? You just told me that for yeshivas, they can't protest. How come you cannot rent the house to a school teacher? Hachem ha'askinan,
besofer mata. That's talking about he's the school teacher of the city. What does that mean? And she says, Sofer mata, melamed tinokot ta'ir. Umoshiv melamedim tahtav, ve'um more et kulam, ech yasu, ve'yesham kol gadol.
He's the teacher of the teachers. He's the one that makes the curriculum. So all the teachers of the town constantly come to him to get guidance, to get the plan and all that. That already is too much action. If it's a regular school teacher who wants to teach kids, can't protest. But the head schoolmaster that's going to teach all the teachers how to teach, then already that's too noisy. That's called Sofer Mata. He's the teacher of the city.
Amarava. מתקנת יהושע בן גמלה ואילך.
From the תקנה of יהושע בן גמלה. Again, get clear. His תקנה was, open up yeshivas in every city, 6 or 7 years old, that's ready when you start to go study Torah.
לא ממתינה ינוקה ממתה למתה.
Oh, what does that mean? You're not allowed to bring children from one city and make them travel to another city to study Torah. You have to open up a yeshiva by them. Why can't you just bring them to another city to study Torah? As she says,
"Lilmod biyom liyom, shimi yuzak
bederachim," because the roads in those days were very dangerous. We don't want the kids to travel.
Shasatan mekatrek b'shat ha'sakana,
shenemar pen yekra'u ason. The roads are dangerous, and when there's dangerous roads, the Satan is out there.
Ela yuchal lachuf pene otom mata
ve'oshim namdet tinokot. The parents could force the people of the city. Open up yeshiva in the city. That's right. Go 10 miles to the next city. There's yeshiva. Not sakana. You cannot make the children travel that far every day on the roads. It's dangerous. You can force the city to open up a yeshiva by them. And the Gemara is going to say, as long as you have 25 children, that's already the amount of children that a teacher could teach.
Aval bebekenishta mamtinan.
But from one synagogue to another synagogue, you can move them. Which means, in the same city, where did they have these yeshivas? In the synagogues. The synagogue served as a bet sefer as well. So to move them from one bet kineset to another bet kineset in the same city, that's not a problem. That's not sakana.
Ve'im mafsak nahara lo mamtinan.
But if there's a river separating between the two synagogues, you don't bring them. Because it's dangerous for the children to have to cross the river every day.
Ve'ika titura mamtinan.
But if there's a wide river that has a bridge, so then already it's not a problem.
V'ika gamla lo mamtinan.
Gamla is like a narrow plank. To cross the bridge, they don't cross, because that's very dangerous.
V'amarava sach mekre dardeke.
How many kids in a class? How many kids can a teacher handle?
So the Gemara says, sach mekre dardeke.
The amount of children that a teacher can handle, 25 children. That's the yeshiva. That's the maximum.
The ika hamshin.
Oh, but if you have double that amount, 50,
motvina and tere.
Then you got to get two teachers, one to teach the class, and then you have like a helper, an assistant, to go and review it with the children.
As she says, minyan tinokot tereuim
nemilamed echad. The amount of children that are suitable for one teacher. Okay. If there's 50 kids, so motvin and tere, then you need two teachers. Not a helper, you need two teachers. 25, two classes.
V'ika arba'in,
but if you have 40, so you're somewhere in the middle. You're more than 25, you're less than two classes.
So then mukminan lesh duchna.
Then you bring an assistant.
Umisayin le.
And he helps. And she says, "Lesh duchna, shomeya imatino kot mepiya melamed, vechozelum shagero befiatino kot v'otolesh duchna notil sachar." Which means you got to pay him, and he reviews. which means you need a second teacher to go review with the kids, because a lot of kids, so he hears it from the first teacher, and he, you know, repeats it to the children, and of course he gets paid. That's a paid paid job. Okay. Comes the Gemara and says, "Umsa'ina le mimata," and he gets help from the city. I mean, the city has to pay him. That's a as she says, "Liskor lo otores dukna." The city has to help the teacher to hire and pay for the pay for. You don't take it out of the teacher's salary. He's only obligated to teach 25. The other 15, they have to hire a new guy, and he reviews it with them, and so on and so forth. Okay. Ve'amar Rava, Rava said, "Hay mikre yenuke degaris." You have a teacher, degaris. What does garis mean? Garis means he's fluent. He reads fast. He teaches fast. He has a lot of knowledge. Garis, he has good good skills. He's fluent in his teaching. Right? That's the way to explain garis.
Yeah,
teacher
of a class of children teaches at a certain
pace. Yeah.
But the next one is more garis.
Yeah. So he's garis. You have another teacher, more. He's able to teach the kids more. Lo misalkinan le. Interesting Gemara. You don't fire the first teacher to hire the better teacher. Why? Dilma atel le'atreshule. So what happens? Once you hire the second teacher, he gets lazy. Because he thinks he got the job in the bag. So therefore he says, I'm good. Therefore he doesn't have to. Before he gets the job, he's very good. Once already he solidifies his position, now already he says, I don't got to teach anymore as much. I don't got to exert myself as much. I got the job. So therefore, don't fire the first guy. Because the second guy, once you hire him, he's only gonna slack off as well. That's one interpretation. Look at Ashi. Dilma atil etreshule, yitpa'ir bilibbo. He's gonna become a little arrogant. She'en kemoto. There's no teacher like me, I'm the best teacher. V'yitrasher min atinokot, v'lo yirashe b'yisalku. He's gonna become cocky. He's gonna say, they're not gonna fire me. I'm the best teacher. So therefore, leave it. Ravdimi mehad amar kosheken degaristafe. He says, no. Kosheken, you fire the first guy, and you hire a better teacher that can teach the kids more. Why? Can at sofrim tarbe chokma. What's going to happen? What's this can at sofrim? So that she explains the can at sofrim over here. Kol sheken kishe hasbenu yiten libo liyot lamed yafe shedoeg mekan at chaverot shesalku mepanav sheyibayshenu bebnei ha'ir. An amazing psychology here. The guy now gets the new job. Who's going to scrutinize him? The one that got fired. He's going to constantly look at him. Ah, what kind of teacher is this? So therefore, because of the jealousy of the first guy, the second guy is going to rise to the occasion. Because he doesn't want the first guy to have an excuse to embarrass him. So, this is the guy you hired? Look what he's doing. He doesn't know how to teach. So therefore, the kin'ah of the first guy is tarbih chokhmah in the second guy. It's a new way of learning kin'ah sofrim. Normally we learn a person himself who sees others learning, so his jealousy to others will inspire him to learn more. Now we know, can add sofrim, the jealousy of the other teacher and the scrutiny that he's going to put on him is going to make him better. So therefore, it's kosher ken, you teach the guy, that's garis,
tafer.
You have two teachers. Had garis, velod dayik. One is able to teach at a fast pace, but he's not midayek. He doesn't read the words correctly. He's not so meticulous in the reading the proper way. V'had dayik velo garis. But one is meticulous in his reading, but he doesn't teach at a fast pace. Who's better?
Mudvina nahu de garis velo dayik.
Get the guy that can teach at a fast pace, even though he's not so midayek, even though he doesn't have the proper reading.
Why?
Shabishta memela nafka. The mistakes, when the kid gets older, he'll learn the right way. You don't have to worry about that. Just let him learn a lot. Even though it's not so accurate in the pronunciation. Shabishta memela nafka.
Davdimi minal de'ama. No, sir. Mutvina and zdalacha. Mutvina and didayik velo geris.
You get the teacher that's more midayik on the words and pronounce the words right, even though he doesn't teach as much.
Shabishta. Kevan de al,
a mistake, once the kid learns it, he learns it. That's it. He doesn't forget it. Jeez, these mistakes over here are with the kid for the rest of his life. So you can't say, all right, then when he gets older, he'll change his pesukim. Nah, you learned it wrong when you were young. That's it. That sticks with you forever. So therefore, it's better to have a teacher that teaches at a slower pace, but it's more precise than to give up precision. And the Gemara now says an amazing story to show you how important it is for a teacher to be medayek.
Dichtiv, kishesh, let's get the pasuk right. Kishesh et chodashim yashav sham Yoav v'chod Yisrael ad echrit kol zachar be'edom.
It says, Yoav, the general of David, went and fought against Amalek. And he killed all the males of Amalek. Kol zachar be'edom is all the males of Amalek.
So Gemara says, Ki atadaka made David.
So when he came in front of David,
Amale, so he tells him, Mai ta'ama avdatache.
What did you only kill the males for? You have to kill everybody from Amalek. Men and women as well. So David couldn't understand why Yoav only killed the males.
So he tells him, Amale, dichtiv, temche et zachar Amalek.
He says, what do you mean? The Pasuk says, Temhe et Zachar Amalek. Erase, destroy the males of Amalek.
Amalek, so what are you talking about?
Va anan zechir karinan. We don't read it Zachar Amalek. You read it about Zechir Amalek. Zechir is the memory of Amalek, meaning everybody.
Oh, Amalek, ana Zachar Akrion.
My teacher taught me Zachar. That's what they taught me in school when I was young.
Azal Shailel Rabbe.
So Yoav went to his rabbi that taught him this in the school.
Amale Heach Akritan.
Rabbi, how did you teach us how to read this Pasuk?
Amale Zecher. He told them Zecher. Which means, according to this interpretation,
he says, what do you mean? Zecher Amalek, that's how you read it. But the teacher wasn't careful to make sure that the students were reading it the right way. Which is not enough that the teacher reads it the right way. He has to make sure that each kid, when he tests them, that he knows. The teacher could teach Zechir, but could be the kid heard it wrong. Could be the kids are not understanding it correctly. So this teacher was negligent. He didn't make sure that Yoav learned the Pasuk correctly.
So Yoav says, Shakal safsere de miktere.
He took out a knife to kill him. He wanted to kill the teacher.
Amale amai.
What are you doing?
Amade dichtiv arur osem melechet Hashem rimiya.
Cursed is the man that does the work of God in a deceitful way.
He held that this was a deceitful way that he was doing.
Right?
So comes Gemara and says, Amale.
So the teacher said, okay, what do you got to kill me for? It's enough to have a curse on me. Let me just live with my curse. It says, Arur, so I'll live with the curse.
Amalek yetiv, ve'arur moneya harbo middam.
Cursed is the man that refrains his sword from killing. If you're somebody that's guilty, I don't want a curse to be on me.
Ikada amri katle.
Some say you have actually killed the school teacher.
Ikada amri lo katle.
And some say he didn't.
So look at what exactly he did in the end. But you see over here, because the teacher was negligent, and he did not review it with the children to make sure they knew it, so it affected Yoav later on in life. Mm.
Tough story.
I never heard them read the Torah. I never heard anything.
See, it says the Gaon Mevilna learns like this. It says in the pasuk, "Vayomer Hashem en Moshe ketov zot zekaron b'sefer v'sim be'oznei Yoshua ki ma'achot emche et zecher Amalek metaat haShemayim." Lechora yesh ledakdek, kevan shekevar siva Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe sheikhtov b'sefer Torah et mitzvat mechayat Amalek.
It says right in the Torah, "Ketov zot zekaron b'sefer."
Madu otzach Moshe gam lasim be'oznei Yoshua.
Why does it say Ketov Zot Besim Beozne Yoshua? It's written. Let him look at the Torah.
Halo Vaday Yoshua Mashketu Besim Torah.
So he says because of the story of Yoav. If he's going to read it in the Torah, he might read it Zachar. So therefore, the pasuk of Besim Beozne Yoshua. Read the pasuk to him so he hears it Zecher. So he doesn't make the same mistake as the teacher of Yoav did. Okay. It's actually machloket. Some say the teacher actually read Zachar, and some say he read Zech, but he didn't review it with the children, like we said.
Wow.
Okay, we continue. V'amarava. There are certain industries that if a person is negligent at his job, we don't give him a warning. We fire them after one mistake, like we learned in Baba Metzia already. Makre Yenuka, a school teacher, Shetala is like a sharecropper. He gets half the profits. He takes half the profits. Tabha is a shohet. Umana is a blood letter. Vesofer Mata, and the scribe of the town, the sofer. Kulan kimutrim ve'omdim ninhu. It's as if they got a warning already. Normally, person makes a mistake, you warn them, make a second mistake, you can fire them. These guys over here, even without warning them, they like to have a warning already. And therefore, with one mistake, you fire them. Why? Because their mistakes cannot be reversed. That she says, kimutrim ve'omdim them in the fourth line, שלא יקלקלו, ואם קלקלו, if they do mess up, מסלק להו בלא אחריתה, אטריתה. You don't have to give them a warning. אף הפי שלא יתרו בו קודם לכם. Why? Gemara explains, כנעלה דמלתה, the rule that's working over here, כל פסדה דלא הדר מותרה ועומדו. Any damage that cannot be reversed, it's considered as if they warned from the onset. Now, why is this irreversible? So that she says, once the animal is slaughtered wrong, it's nevela. You can't fix the animal. The Mekiz Dam killed the guy by letting blood out the wrong way. You can't bring the guy back. The Sofer that wrote a Sefer Torah b'ta'ut, you can't fix it. Why not? You're allowed to fix a Sefer Torah. So the Rashba explains that on one page, on one column, if there's five mistakes on the page, you have to rewrite the whole page. The page itself cannot be fixed. There's certain rules of how many mistakes do we tolerate for each amud of the Sefer Torah. So therefore, a guy makes five ta'uyot on one amud, that's it. That's a mistake that you cannot rehash. So therefore, even though you have to write it over again totally, but that's considered writing a new Sefer practically. So therefore, you could fire it. Fourth over here says, the sharecropper, why is that a loss that's irreversible? He'll pay whatever he owes. So Tosfot explains, because since he didn't produce in the field, we don't know what he's supposed to pay. He's getting half, he gives half. So even though he's going to compensate, could be supposed to give more, because based on what the field was supposed to produce. Amar Avuna. Okay, new stories. Hai bar mevoah. You have a guy that lives in the Mavui. Mavui is the alley. You know, the alley, the Hatsunum open to alleys. The uki rehaya. So what did he do? He got a rehayim. He got the millstone, put it in the alley over there, and he's renting it out, he's working. So his friend comes along, also another guy, member of the Mavui. He also opened up a millstone. Wow, now you got competition. Two guys in the same Mavui, and they both got the millstones now. So now what do you do? The deen is that the friend, the first guy, is able to protest. Hey, what are you doing? I was here first. This is considered Masi Gevul. You're coming into the boundaries of your friend. He's trying to make a living over here. So therefore, I was here first. It's in one Mavui, it's in one small neighborhood. So therefore, you can't open up to him. He can protest. Damaleh, because he has a claim. He could say, Kapaskat Lele Hayuti. You're taking away my sustenance. You're taking away my life. I make a livelihood on this over here, and you're eating into my livelihood. Lema Messiah. Oh, I'll bring you proof to this from the fishermen.
מרחיקים מצודת הדג מן הדג כמלוא ריצת הדג.
You have a fisherman. He spots a hole in the ocean where the fish are living. So he goes already over there and he sets up his traps to catch those fish. The other fishermen have to keep their traps away from that area. The shi'ur of kimlo ritzat hadag. How far is that? As far as the range of the fish swims. Vekama amar abba baravuna ad parsa. The other fishermen cannot encroach upon that area. The shi'ur of a parsa. Parsa, they say, is 8,000 amot, which is, let's say, I don't know, about 4 kilometers. Which means, person has to, cannot encroach on your friend's area. Now, the Hadush of here is, and the Havamina were understanding it, just like in the case of the Rehayim. The customers didn't come to the first guy yet, but he's saying potentially you're taking away customers. Similarly over here by the fish case. It's in the hole. Hey, I was here first. Potentially I have a right to the fish first, and you're coming along now and encroaching. Kabbalah says, no, it's different. Shani Dagim Diave Siyara. Fish are different, which means the fish swim in the area where they see the food. This guy put the food first, the bait, in the area. We consider it as if he caught the fish already. The way a fish is, wherever the bait is, that's where they're going to hang out. So therefore, it's different. Here, it's like I caught the fish and you're coming to try to take it out of my trap. That's different. But maybe when you have two guys, where customers can make a decision where they want to go. I'm not taking the customer away from you and grabbing him to me. He can make his decision. So if it's a different case, by the fish, everybody will agree. Because that's worse. That's like I caught it already. Because when the guy that puts the mizonot, that already creates the pattern where the fish is going to stay. Mashiach in here, it's free market. Let the guy go to you, let the guy go to me. I'm not taking the customer away. Amar Ravina Rava, Lema Ravuna de Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Let's say that Ravuna, he's the one that says Reuven can stop Shimon from opening up a millstone next to him. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda Baba Mitziah. What was that? We learned it. Ditnan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lo Yachanek Hanvani Kaliyot Ve'egozim Latinokot. Mepnei Shemar Gilan Etzlo. A storekeeper cannot give out roasted wheat and egozim is walnuts to the kids in order to get the kids to come to his store. In the old days, the parents would tell the kids, go to the market and buy such and such. So the shopkeepers wanted to lure the kids into their store. So they would stand out, whoever shops here gets candy, let's say, right? So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, you can't do that. You can't lure the kids into your store by giving them candies. Oh, so that sounds like Rabbi Yehuda holds like Navuna, that you cannot do something that's going to cause a disadvantage to the other stores. However, the Hachamim Matirim. The Hachamim are Matir. Hachamim says Mutar. That's no problem. Now we'll see why. So here what else is Afilu Tema Rabbanan. I can even say that the rabbis will agree to the case of the millstone. Why? Ad kan lo peligi Rabbanan Rabbi Yehuda. The only reason why they are going to be with that with giving out the candy was Hatam Ela da Amale Ana. Because you can tell him, I'm giving out walnuts. At pelog shiuske, you give out almonds. I mean, you can do the same thing. I'm not stopping you from doing such a thing. I give out walnuts, you give out almonds. Can you say why? So you can do whatever I'm doing. You can do the same thing. But over here, even the rabbis agree. In the case of the millstone, because the bottom line, the guy comes along and says, bottom line, you taking away my livelihood. Here it's different. Here, what do you tell me? Oh, you open up walls. Oh, I was here first. Now the customer's going to come in. Now you're eating into my business. In the first case, you can do whatever I'm doing. Here, it's not the pshat, you can do what I'm doing. I was one guy here. I was the only guy getting the business. Now you can open up next to me. You're eating into my livelihood. So the rabbis will agree in the millstone case is worse. Look at Ashi. Ashi says, Avalacha sheze amit tahila. This guy already opened up his shop first. V'hirgil istaker bekach. Customers were coming to him already. V'zeh ba lired etzlo le'umanuto. Now this guy's coming and eating in his business. In the other case over there, they're both opened up, they're both making business. This guy starts giving out candy. We could give out candy also. You can do the same thing. You want to incentivize the kids to come, you can do the same thing. Here, I have a business, kids, the customers are coming to me. But you opening up now in the same mavui, that's eating into my my business. Metive, what do you mean? We have a question. Ose Adam Hanut Betzad Hanuto Shel Havero. A guy can open up a store next to his friend's store. Umirhat Besad Mirhatu Shel Havero. You can open up a bathhouse next to the bathhouse of your friend. Ve'eno Yachol Limchot Biyado. And the guy, the first guy, cannot protest. You have your store, I have my store. You cannot stop me. So you see what? It sounds like that you can open up. You have no problem. So Gemara concludes Tanna'ehi. It's actually a machloket Tanna'im. It's really a machloket amongst Tanna'im. Where do we see this? The Tanya. Kofin benem mevuot ze et ze. שלא להושיב ביניהם לא חיית ולא בורסקי ולא מלמד תינוקות ולא אחד מבני בעלי אומנויות ולשכנו אינו כופהו. Let's get this right, good. We could force the בני מבואות, that's the people of the מבוי, זה את זה, each other, שלא להושיב ביניהם לא חיית. What's חיית? That's a tailor. Okay? So she explains, one of the guys want to bring a tailor from another mavui and put him up into the chatzed, into the mavui. But they have a tailor already in the mavui. So the other guys can come along and say, we have a hayat already. We don't want you to bring another guy from somewhere else. She says that. Listakir bekach viz... I'm sorry. The next is she. Bursiki. Bursiki is a tanner. Mimakom acher. Laskir lo bayit b'mavui v'yesh kam b'nei otam manu. You have already this trade in the chatzed. So they could protest. Velo busk velo melamed tinokot. Nor we have a teacher ready by us. We don't need another one. Velo echad mebne baale umaniyot. Or for that matter, any of the tradesmen. Velishkeno eno kofeu. Ah, but the guy that lives in the mavui can't stop him. So which is according to this, you could have two tradesmen in the same mavui. They could only, as long as they live there. They want to bring a guy from outside. They could, hey. But if you have two guys in the same mavui that want to become tailors, I live here like you live here. So you see, according to this rabbi, he argues on avuna. You can't stop him. However, Rashbag omer, af l'shcheno kofehu. Rashbag says, no, in a small area like a mavui, you can stop him. One, for sure, if they want to come from outside the mavui, for sure you can stop him. But even in the mavui itself, if there's somebody there first, one per mavui. Okay. So you have to say Rav Huna holds like Rashbag. Rav Huna that said that once an Uven opens up a store, that Shimon can stop him in the same chatzer, he must be going like Rashbag. Good? Ama Rav Huna bered Rav Yeshua. Okay. Pshitali, now we get into some cases. It's Pashut to me, says, Bene Mata, I'm sorry, Bar Mata, Abar Mata, Ahariti, Matze, Me'akif. What does that mean? You have a ben eid, a guy lives in the city. He could stop another guy from another city from coming to his city to open up against him. Which means city to city, listen, you want to compete, keep it in the city. You're going to come, go stay in your city. What are you coming to my city for to open up a thing? V'yishayach b'charga de'acha lo matzeh me'akev. But if he pays taxes to the city, you can't stop him. Which means then he's considered part of the city. Once already he's paying taxes, somebody you can't stop him. Look at that sheet. V'yishayach b'charga de'acha shenoten mas galgulto. He pays the head tax. L'moshe la'ir hazot. Kevar mata. Lo matzi bar mata la'akev alav kol ha'ir. Okay. Next case. Bar mevoa abar mevoa de'nafshe lo matzi ma'akev. People living in the same mavui, they cannot stop each other. Obviously, he's holding like Hachamim in the last plaita that we learned, not like Rashbag. He must hold like Hachamim that say, people in the same mavui have rights to open up against each other. Continue Rashi. Upshitali de bar mavui a bar mavui de nafshe, lo matzem me'akev et ha-mavui milire de umanuto, kerabbanan velo kerabuna. So what's his question? Ba'er avuna, back to the Gemara,
Perez Rabbi Yoshua. Bar mevoa, abar mevoa, aharina, mai. Tiku. Rashi. Ibaya lehu, li bar mevoa, abar mevoa, aharina, mai. Mi matzem ma'ake ben amavuy azeh, o lo. Which means, if one guy in one mavui wants to come open up a similar business in the next mavui, city to city, I can't, unless he's paying taxes. In the same mavui, no problem. A guy wants to come from another mavui to open up a competing business in the next mavui. So the Gemara is saying, is that permissible? Mi havi shecheno ve'eno kofehu? Is that considered his neighbor? And therefore, since they're neighbors, it's no problem. Can I force him? Or dilma shecheno damuna banam bebar mevu'a dahu mavui kamre? Maybe the rabbis only said, in the same mavui, you can't stop the guy. Aval bar mevu'a harina alav shecheno. But maybe another mavui, he can protest. So he wanted to know the limit of how much the rabbis were lenient. The rabbis already said in the same, two guys living in the same mavui, no problem, you can't stop me. Question is, if the guy's coming from a different mavui, can you, can he also, does he have a right as well? So that was the she'ela. Bar mevu'a, bar mevu'a denafshe, lo matzeh ma'akev. But I would ask the question, bar mevu'a, bar mevu'a, harina mai. Right, the case over here is Legabe ben mavui ached hamevakesh le'akev al ben mavui ached be'ota ish lo yavon le'mavui, which means, right, one guy from mavui is coming to another mavui. Hey, get out of here. Well, you're not from a mavui. Or do you say, no, that's considered we're neighbors. That's considered close enough.
The guy in another mavui has a business already?
He wants to open up his business in the next mavui. He wants to come and open up his tailor shop in the next mavui. No. He wants to bring his business to the next mavui. Do you say, well, that's considered close enough. Yeah, you can't stop the guy. Or do you say, no, only mavui to mavui? Gemara says, tiku. The Gemara leaves it in a tiku. Okay. Halakha, poskim lekula. Cannot stop him. So long as they're living in the same city, even though they're from mavui to mavui, from city to city, you can stop him if he doesn't pay taxes. But as long as they're in the same city from Mavui to Mavui, you can open up. All right, you want to hear the bottom lines on this? The Sikum. Okay, Ben Ir Acheret. Harosel Asok. He wants to open up a business, Be'ir Shiesh Bo Kevar Uman, where you have a thing already. So, Efshal La'akev, you can stop him. However, Ben Ir Acheret Meshalem Mas, pays taxes, can't stop him. Ben Mavui Acher Be'ota Ir. The same mavui itself, according to Hakamim, cannot stop him. Right? But the question is, from mavui to mavui. Okay, that's the she'ela. That Gemara lives in a teku. And we send the ma'aseh, we posek the kula. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen v'amen.